are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This headline caught my eye. This was kind of funny. Apparently, one of the White House chefs, okay, had spoken out and given us some scoop on Bill Clinton and what he would eat when he was in the White House. Apparently, an insider says that Clinton would wolf down 6 pork chops a day and would gobble half a strawberry cake in a single sitting. Remember when he would be, you know, scarfing down food? Well, I got to tell you, pork chops and strawberry cake do sound good. I don't know if he ate it together. But I guess some scoop from some of these chefs is he loved his meat, he loved his French fries, and he loved his sugar. I guess another story tells of an aide having to step in after he bought a dozen donuts during a campaign stop in New Hampshire, and he had to stop the president from eating the whole lot. All right, this is being reported by Mail Online. I guess it is a former White House chef has revealed how he was able to fool the president by secretly slipping low-fat ingredients into his favorite dishes. I guess his name is Marty Mongiello. He said he didn't want the president to die an early death, so he began experimenting like a mad scientist with healthy alternatives. Now, couldn't that get a chef in trouble for, starting to play with the food? I thought if you were a White House chef, you had to use approved ingredients. I mean, you can't use a special salt, so to speak. You can't spice something up with a special spice. I thought everything in the kitchen was approved and screened. So, I mean, I don't know how undercover this was. But we knew that, you know, Clinton, he loved his McDonald's. I thought that was cool. You know, mind you, okay, you know, when I was in college, we all thought Clinton was cool. You know, jogging and going into a McDonald's and having a Big Mac with I mean, Clinton really knew how to play the public, okay? But here's an example of what the chef did. Okay, so for example, a cheesecake that he made of Bill Clinton, okay? He used tofu. He used a semi-skimmed ricotta. He used light cream cheese, 1/4 cup maple syrup, unsweetened cocoa powder, 2 large egg whites, 3 tablespoons of light Irish cream liqueur, and some coffee liqueur. And he baked it and whatever. And I guess that was a low-fat cheesecake that he made for President Bill Clinton. See, the thing is if you're president, okay, and you don't like what the chef makes, I'm sure they could say, whoa, this sucks. But I tell you, what's really gutsy is the person that stopped Bill Clinton from eating a whole thing of donuts. I mean, wow. Excuse me, Mr. President? What? Do you want to maybe lay off the 7th donut, sir? What? Never mind. Are you a Republican? No, I'm just late. Never mind, sir. Do whatever you want. I'm the president, for crying out loud. If I want to eat a whole thing of donuts, I get to eat a whole thing of donuts. Where's Hillary? Hillary's the one that needs to stop eating. She's got a big butt on her. Okay. Sorry, sir. Go ahead and eat the donuts. You can have the donuts. Fine. Look at the donut. It reminds me of Monica. Okay. Anyway, let's go on. 1-877-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so we got a lot of cool studies to talk about here. Apparently, we have a heart surgeon who has been dealing with hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of heart cases, and he wants to kind of clue us in on what really causes heart disease. And I think we've already talked about this on the show. He's basically reiterating what Dr. Dahlia says, but I should give him his due time. So I'll tell you what he says. I also want to talk about the story I couldn't get to in the first hour, how Philadelphia Chinese takeout is cutting out salt. I wonder what that is going to do to the whole Chinese food industry in Philadelphia, because I don't know about you, but the one thing I really like about my Chinese food is the salt. All right. We need to talk about some of these very interesting reading lists. Apparently, in one school's 11th grade reading curriculum, there are books that they have to, I guess, read as core reading that include pedophilia, incest, graphic sex. What are these kids reading? And now Delta, okay, may have to undergo some changes as it warns that Obamacare will cost Delta Airlines $100 million in 2014 because of Obamacare. So as you can see, we got an immensely busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in Philadelphia, there's the Healthy Chinese Takeout Initiative, and I guess organizers have recruited 200 Chinese takeouts or restaurants across Philadelphia to reduce the food salt content by 10% to 15%. They're doing this to try to stop the city's high hypertension rates. I think that's nice. That's nice, but, you know, we've all had low-salt food, and I think we know, you know, what it tastes like. Remember, soy sauce? I know that's used on a lot of Japanese food. It's salty. Okay, you always wondered why you really, really like Japanese food? It's the salt. The city is focusing on salt consumption because 37% of Philadelphia residents have high blood pressure or hypertension. The number jumps even to a higher percentage of their African Americans. Now, honestly, you shouldn't be eating Chinese takeout 7 days a week anyway, okay? All right, but I understand the push, okay? Because if some people just eat takeout all the time, they're not going to be watching their salt level. And we've talked about salt. I think the American Heart Association wants it less than 1.2 grams. 1,200 milligrams. Now, can they do it with the food tasting okay? I'm sure. I mean, they only have to cut it 10 to 15%. But keep in mind, cutting your salt, even though it's extremely important, and I urge you all to do it, may not necessarily lower high blood pressure. If the salt isn't what is triggering your high blood pressure, okay, then you could still have high blood pressure. We talked about the different causes of high blood pressure, high heart rate, fluid overload. Now, fluid overload, that could be caused by salt, okay? Artery thickening and artery stiffening may or may not be caused by salt. The angiotensin-renin system that causes spikes may or may not be caused by salt. So even if you eat a low-salt diet, okay, that doesn't mean to not check your blood pressure because you could still have blood pressure spikes. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun, and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street, on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so remember a couple days ago we talked about how iron could put you at risk for Alzheimer's? Well, it was only a matter of time when somebody decided to blame red meat. So I guess medical headline today is red meat consumption may be linked to Alzheimer's disease. The study is published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease using MRI to examine the brains of 31 patients with Alzheimer's and the brains of 68 healthy people. Those people with Alzheimer's disease had higher levels of iron. Since red meat can lead to the buildup of iron in the body, then maybe we need to cut back on our red meat. I love red meat. A nice, juicy, succulent, medium steak with all the juices flowing out. I am hungry right now. I could really sink my teeth into a nice piece of prime rib. I got to go to Outback later. Anyway, I know we only go to Outback for special occasions because now they cost too much. Remember, the iron deposits in the hippocampus. Now, they don't really see much iron-related damage in the thalamus, but the thalamus usually doesn't get affected till later parts of Alzheimer's. So they think the iron could trigger some of the tissue breakdown associated with the disease. So maybe we need to cut back on our meats. All right. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. I love my meat. The accumulation of iron in the brain, according to Dr. George Bartzakis, may be influenced by modifying environmental factors such as how red meat and iron dietary supplements we consume, and in women having hysterectomies before menopause. Oh, no. I want to get a hysterectomy before menopause. You guys know about that, right? Did I tell you about how I want a hysterectomy? Yes, not at all. Yeah, we all know that you want a hysterectomy. Well, I guess I gotta wait. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we have a cardiologist that has come forward and basically agreed with everything I've said, although I don't really think he's mentioned me, all right, who apparently he wants to speak out. He's a heart surgeon, okay? He's performed over 5,000 open-heart surgeries, probably have seen hundreds of thousands of patients, okay? And he agrees, this is Dr. Dwight Lundell, okay? He agrees that it's an inflammatory type of situation that is triggering much of our heart disease. Now, okay, going back for a second here. All right, according to MyScienceAcademy.org, 75 million Americans right now suffer from heart disease. 20 million have diabetes, 57 million have prediabetes. Okay? He basically says without inflammation being present in the body, the cholesterol cannot accumulate in the wall of the blood vessel, causing heart disease and stroke. Cholesterol would just move freely as nature intended. But if there is inflammation, it becomes trapped. Okay? So inflammation could be caused by bacteria. It could be caused by viruses. It could be caused by toxins, etc. So if you chronically expose your body to injury by toxins or foods that the body was never designed to process, then you could cause chronic inflammation. Now, this is what we talked about. Your body has no idea what the hell soda pop is. Even if your mom drank it when you were pregnant, your body was never designed for soda pop. Your body was never designed for a ho-ho. Your body was not designed for these refined grains. So when you have this kind of stuff, your liver, your kidney, the blood vessels are kind of like, what the hell is this? So it all makes sense. He just puts it a lot more eloquently than I have. Now, what group of people seem to be more inclined to heart disease? Okay? And it's not based on what they eat. It's based on their smoking. Smokers have a very high statistical risk of heart disease. Why? Body's not ready for the smoking. Not prepared for that. So even though many of us try to do foods low in, you know, fat and carbohydrates, etc., you know, he said sometimes us eating the fake type of artificial sweeteners or overprocessed foods that could be low fat could actually increase the inflammation. So he says the injury and inflammation in our blood vessels is caused by the low fat diet recommended for years by mainstream medicine. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, wait a second. Weren't some of the older diets supposed to be high in fat? Right? Like Atkins, you were never supposed to do a high-fat diet, per se. Okay? But an Atkins diet, per se, right? Where you would eat protein, fat, but low carbs, seemed to be very beneficial from a cholesterol standpoint. Okay? Sometimes I think it was a little too rigid, right? Because you still need a little bit of carbs. But sometimes fat is necessary. This goes back to what I keep saying. You need to eat very similarly to what cavemen ate. They ate the fruits, they ate the vegetables, they ate the fish, they hunted the meat. Now, what is though kind of interesting are your biblical Old Testament kashrut laws. The one thing I find fascinating is how most of these kashrut laws were very scientifically sound before their time. Like, for example, the shellfish. If you didn't cook shellfish right, you could die because of the dorsal vein and the toxins. Same thing with pork. Pork not cooked right could kill you. So in the Old Testament, they said just don't eat pork. Okay? Don't be eating the shellfish. You weren't supposed to boil a kid in some mother's milk, meaning you weren't supposed to eat meat and milk at the same time. Now, I don't know if that's really what it meant as much as it was a respect type of issue. There's a lot of things in the Bible that talk about the respect of animals. You know, even on the Sabbath, you weren't supposed to work with the animals. Animals were very highly respected because they're God's creatures too. So part of me is wondering, is it because there were some issues with you taking in the certain sugars from milk versus meat and having a more difficult time digesting. Milk may slow down digestion, but you need digestion sped up to, you know, eat the meat. Was there a scientific reasoning behind it that we didn't know about? Or was it just respect? You don't want to eat a mom's kid in front of her after you just milked her and drank the milk. And the respect thing I dig. I really do dig. But one thing that I have to find very interesting is in the Bible, you're not supposed to eat the blood, eat the skin, eat the fat of animals. Okay? You're supposed to just eat the meat of it. So I always thought, well, that's because the fat and the skin don't provide nutritious content. But think about it. You already have fat intermarbled with the muscle. So maybe that was God's way of protecting us from taking in too much fat. I mean, it's very hard to try to look at the Bible and figure out what was the scientific reasoning back then if they didn't have the science. But something, somebody knew something, okay? The scribes that were, I guess, taking notes from God. I still don't know how that happened, but let's just assume it worked. Okay, so he goes, what are the biggest culprits of chronic inflammation? He said they are the overload of simple, highly processed carbohydrates like sugar, flour, and all the products made from them, and the excess consumption of omega-6 vegetable oils like soybean, corn, and sunflower that are found in many processed foods. So he says if you visually rub off soft skin until it becomes like bleeding or whatever, and you kept this up several times a day for 5 years, you would have a bleeding, swollen, infected area. He says this is what some of these foods do. They cause inflammation. Now, it makes sense to me, okay? And I listen to the heart doctors because they know their stuff, all right? And he goes into more issues with this and cytokines and et cetera, and I'm not going to go through that, okay? And I think, I'm sure he has a book out there, and, you know, we'll probably put us on a diet. I guess his name is Dr. Dwight Lundell, past chief of staff and chief of surgery at Banner Heart Hospital in Mesa, Arizona. But a lot of it makes sense. What we put into our body, okay, what we put into our body, we think is fine because we've always had it. We've grown up on soda pop. We've grown up on juice, you know, jelly beans and gummy bears and alcohol, etc. But remember, your body wants as pure as possible. It just makes perfect sense. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, when people get depressed, I always talk to them about volunteering, okay? Right? You know, you get kind of sad during the holidays, volunteer. There is nothing that is more euphoric, well, I mean, maybe sex, but secondly, than volunteering and helping people and knowing you did good. It is so euphoric. Well, another study has come out that volunteering could improve your mental health. Now, remember I told you that, you know, when I have rape victim patients, like I had one who was raped about 10 years ago, she still can't get over it. So what I had maybe advised is because she's seen therapist after therapist and has been on medication, etc., and then she comes to me as a first-time patient. I go, what if you turn it around and take that awful momentum, but turn that momentum into something good? Like, why don't you go and, like, why don't you teach girls about rape prevention and start doing lectures on how to protect others? She really, I mean, her face lit up. You know, it's a great way to deal with it when you turn it into something that you could help other people with. It's a horrible thing to have happen to you. But sometimes it's that volunteering notion, that doing good. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Sorry about that. I was scarfing down some breakfast. Please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI. Follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Garrett writes, Doctor, I've had minor depression for years, and I would run, and it would stave off my bad moods. Well, I broke my leg recently and haven't been able to run. Since then, I've become depressed. What can I do in the meantime while recuperating so I don't have to take medication? I know that's a tough one. When I used to run, I could not miss a day. In fact, I would just run to run for exercise. And I didn't have depression. But I noticed that if I missed my run, I would go into a little bit of a funk. I mean, I don't know if it's just the natural endorphin release, or you just become addicted to running, or you just become so used to doing something that when you don't, it depresses you. I mean, that's an extremely common thing and something that I think is extremely underestimated. So here's the thing. Great question, because you don't want to have to go on medication if you don't need to. If you are able to stave off depression by running, then what I would recommend is try to simulate the same amount of intensity of exercise you could do maybe that doesn't involve running. So, for example, I mean, I don't want you to blow a tendon lifting weights, but maybe try to do more upper arm or abdominal type exercises, okay? Maybe walk around on your crutches, okay? Walk around the neighborhood. It doesn't mean you have to run, but walking around on your crutches, okay, and working that upper body, that's going to make you work up a sweat too. So, yeah, you may not be able to replicate, you know, an actual good run that you may do, but sometimes the idea that you're working out and you got to feel like it's a good workout. Again, I'm not saying overstress yourself or overstress your heart or hurt your leg or anything like that, but you have to mentally feel like, you want to know what? I just put in a good 30 minutes. I feel like that counts. Now, on the flip side, a lot of you have been fighting depression or pain, okay, but let's just talk depression, and you're so against the pills that you are living a life always in a struggle. Now, I commend you for not running straight to the pharmaceuticals, okay? I commend you for trying to put up that fight. I get that, okay? And I'm proud of you guys. But you may not have to suffer that much. You know, I can't tell you how many people were against pain medicines when I was in training. And, I mean, you know, we were taught to not write a lot of pain medicines, but we were taught you use it. It's a very valuable tool. It's a very special tool that you shouldn't overwield, right? Yeah, and it's a weapon, okay, that can actually help fight illness, because if you have good pain control, you then may be able to go through the physical therapy, et cetera. And, you know, there were so many people that had that thinking that we had back in the 80s, right, when I started to take care of them in the 90s, that no. If you take a pain pill, it's a sign of weakness. Well, you know, and I would explain to them, I'm like, look, okay, you just had surgery, okay? What's the point in going through the next few weeks in pain just for you to, God forbid, be loopy because you haven't slept from the pain and step out in front of a bus and die, okay? If you could get a little bit of relief, I promise you, I'll watch you, you won't get addicted, okay? I mean, somebody going into the pain medicine thing, really wary of getting addicted and making sure, you know, being nervous about overtaking. Those people, they usually do fine. You know, I had a friend of mine who, not a friend of mine, but I look at him as a godfather to me, had just had a hip surgery. And he was so afraid of taking pain medicine that he really wasn't undergoing his therapy very well. Because, like, I don't want to start pain medicine because if I don't need it, I'm going to fight through this without. The problem is he wasn't really doing the therapy to the fullest degree that he had to. Well, if you don't heal right, and if you start building up scar tissue where you shouldn't because you're not moving that joint, you're going to cause more harm than good. I would rather, in a supervised setting, take the pain medicine, get through the therapy, okay? Just don't overdo it with the pain medicine, and you use it as an adjunct, all right? So same thing with depression. For those of you that think, you know what, I got some sad days during the month, but it's rare, and I could fight it without medications, good for you. But if every day you go through a funk, if you don't have to do that, okay, because there's something safe out there, I would consider it. Now, I'm not talking happy pills or, you know, illicit drugs or whatever. I'm talking about those of you that may actually have a medical condition. Yeah, it may not be something that, you know, we have an ICD-9 code for or something you could qualify for disability, but some of you may have some serotonin deficiency. And when your serotonin is down, you could be in a pretty good funk or very easily fall into a funk, and there's medicines out there that help prevent that. They're not considered happy pills. They're not considered illicit drugs. They're not considered a sign of weakness. It is replacing something that you are deficient in. And life is too short. So for those of you that have tried everything and you're like, no, I'll be able to do this on my own. I really commend you. You are probably one of my favorite type of patients, not running to the pill first. But what I do recommend is before you get so wearied out, maybe do a trial of one of these to see if maybe that's what's going on medically and hormonally. And if you try, let's say, I mean, of course, with your doctor, I want to make sure you don't have any contraindications. But if an SSRI medication like Zoloft or Paxil or whatever, okay, causes you to feel like night and day, then you probably have a deficiency that needs to be replaced a little bit. And then it's not like you're injecting a drug into you. You're trying to get yourself back to baseline. Now, a normal person, one of you had asked me, what is normal in terms of depression or in terms of stress or et cetera? It is very normal for you to go into funks. If you're having money problems, if you're having marital problems, if you are being given a cancer diagnosis, if there's a death in the family, it is very normal for you to not be happy and be depressed. Very normal. Okay? All right? Now, how long should you be depressed? Well, it depends. You lose a family member, I mean, you could always be depressed. I mean, you can. All right? But some people, even though, yes, they'll still get depressed and they'll still cry about it, some of them will be able to separate and for part of the day move on. Remember that doctor where his wife and girls were raped and tortured and burned in the house? I think it was in Connecticut. You know, he has remarried. Some of you think that's the most horrible thing. Others of you understand. You know, you could only sit in a corner of the room and cry. I mean, what was he supposed to do? Kill himself and join him? You know, it is horrible and tragic what he did, but God has him here on this earth. He survived that ordeal for some reason by God's grace. And so if he is trying to bring happy days to his life, that's legal and legit. He's able to. You know, in many religions, you are allowed to remarry after you're widowed or you're a widower. Okay, I mean, it's a tough thing for us to think about. But, I mean, I've told my husband, God forbid anything happens to me, definitely remarry. I mean, wait till after the funeral, but still. So, you know, you have a right to try to make yourself happy. Now, I don't want you cheating on your wife or cheating on your husband and that kind of stuff. I mean, try to be as ethical as possible here. Okay, don't be stealing candy bars because you want chocolate. Pay for it. But just don't think that taking a medication is a sign of weakness. We need to get that out of our thought process. And I do the same thing too. I'll have surgery done for something like, you know, when I had hernia surgery, I didn't want to take the pain medicine. Luckily, I didn't really have to. The doctor did a really good job. And I think that mindset helped me, you know, but it's not a sign of weakness if you do need something. All right, guys, looks like we got some asthma and allergy links to ADHD. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia and on Twitter, or actually Facebook to Dr. Dahlia Show and Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. So, you know, we were talking about inflammation before and the heart, etc. Well, some of you have noticed that asthma and allergies are on the rise. And some of you also noticed that ADD or ADHD, the attention deficit disorder or the attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, are on the rise. Well, it only was a matter of time that a study linked the two. And they found that boys diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder are more likely to also have asthma, allergies, and skin infections than youngsters that didn't. They said boys with ADHD were 40% more likely to have asthma, 50% more likely to have need an allergy medicine, 50% more likely to have had bacterial skin infection than other boys. So they think that these atopic inflammatory allergic disorders are related. Now, of course, ADHD is this chronic condition where you have trouble paying attention, hyperactivity, impulsivity, etc. Let me just say this. I don't have ADHD. I know many of you guys think I'm hyper, but I don't, okay? There was, I almost wish I did because I could sit through a class for 8 hours and not budge. I mean, it would be nice for me to have a life, but I was always good in school, could always get through school, easy for me, piece of cake. I could read through an encyclopedia. I love the stuff. But when I would wait tables and my nose was running or I had allergies or if I was in class and my nose was running and I had allergies, I was so annoyed with what I was feeling with my allergies, etc., that I couldn't concentrate. So somebody, and I mean, I don't have asthma, but I could just imagine if you had asthma and didn't feel like you could breathe, don't you think that would distract you just a touch? If you had dermatitis and itchy skin, how the hell are you supposed to pay attention during college physics? So to me, this kind of makes some sense. Is it the asthma, impetigo, allergies that you have causing you to be the ADHD? Or if you have ADHD, you just luck of the draw will also get hit with this. I think it may be the first, even though they are looking at food, you know, like maybe milk intolerance and maybe some of the medications could be doing it to you. But I just think people that and kids that have to suffer with that kind of stuff are more and more distracted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of distraction, San Diego may have finally gotten rid of one of their biggest distractions in terms of Mayor Filner, Bob Filner, resigning. Okay? Apparently his ex-fiancée has spoken out. Bronwyn Ingram had broken off their engagement. All right. She had said that the relationship with him had become volatile. She had caught him making dates with other women. She's 48 years old. He, I believe, is 70. She, I guess, is a disability analyst with the Social Security Administration. She shares Filner's political agenda, etc. Has not really been seen in public. So this is the ex-fiance, whatever. From what we understand, the city council, okay, had come up, had come up with a settlement that included the San Diego mayor's resignation. Now, many of us watch this closely, not because we really, you know, care about San Diego politics, but because it was very interesting to see if somebody could have a sexual harassment history and be able to maintain his office after going through apologies, after going through rehab stints. Apparently he went through a training program, a rehab stint, but he had to resign anyway. They got rid of him anyway. And, you know, it just brings to light that public, especially with the way that, you know, we can easily view and share knowledge now, doesn't stand for a lot of things. And if they don't stand for something you did or do, you're out. Okay? Bowing to public pressure is extremely, it's a consequence of our new age. Some of you think that's great. Some of you don't. Okay? Some of you are saying, well, wait a second. If he was mayor 30 years ago, this would have been commonplace. He wouldn't lose his job. People sexually harass and grab and kiss people all the time. It's not tolerated now. Okay? I think one report was he licked somebody's face. No, we don't want that. Okay? We don't want that. So, something that I think we will tolerate. Have many of us been sexually harassed, assaulted, etc.? Yeah. You know, and unfortunately, even in my time, I didn't feel like I was in a position where I could do anything, so I just took it. I mean, I'm regretting just taking it, but it's just something you did, okay? So, you know, it's nice for many of us that were in a position where we couldn't do anything about it to now feel like we can do something about it and feel empowered like we can. But it's where some of us get a little on edge is how you're guilty until proven innocent. Now, in this particular case, he admitted it. Okay, so in this particular case, I think things went the way the majority of people would want them to. Okay, but we have a very interesting case with that teenage boy who had been not put on the transplant list because of he had a heart condition, but he didn't qualify for some of the standards set because of non-compliance issues. They thought he wouldn't take his medicines. He had run-ins with the law, run-ins with school, and there were other candidates waiting for a heart that would appear to be more compliant, therefore that heart could have had more longevity. Public pressure got in. I think the American Civil's Liberty got involved. The boy was a black boy. And with all the hype and the media hype, the hospital caved in and put him back on the list and gave him the heart. Now, good for the boy. Okay? You know, I mean, it's hard to judge somebody for noncompliance before they get the heart. So some of us champion that. Some of us want to know, well, what happened to the other kids and what's happening with the criteria? You know, is it, you know, whoever makes the most amount of noise in the media gets the organ? Because now we're going to start seeing everybody try to go to the media to get their organs. And I can understand why. I mean, if you're a mom or a dad, you want your baby to get the heart, get the lungs. Now, if the heart was available and there was nobody on the list and they're saying no to this kid, that wouldn't make sense to me. But what we think possibly happened, and again, we're really not getting the full story, is there was a list of X amount of children, and other kids rated higher because of compliance issues that they think they would be in a setting where they could do the medication and follow up with the visit, etc. So they were ranked higher on the list. He was not allowed to be on the list. Public pressure came in. Now he has his heart. From what I understand, he's doing well. Again, I want all kids to get their organs. Okay, I hate the idea that we have to pick and choose, but it's another example of how public pressure will make people cave in. And so some of you think that that's an amazing thing. That's freedom of speech, and it shows how the people have power. For others of you, it's like, well, it's really not people power, it's media power. Some of you were very nervous about what happened with the George Zimmerman case and the 911 tape manipulation. Okay? I mean, I want to know that we as voters have more control than we usually are given. Okay? And I love the idea that if something goes wrong, we could stand up and say we're not going to stand for it. That's why we live in this beautiful country, this amazing country. But we also have to make sure that if the media gets involved, we're getting a non-biased, objective, all right, take on what's going on, because otherwise we could be having a firestorm ensue that doesn't have all the facts. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, when we come back, many kids on these antipsychotic drugs could be at risk for diabetes. Then I want to talk about this core reading list for 11th graders that I guess have some pretty R to X-rated stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down.
Take me down.
You gotta take me down.
Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.